Can you talk?
You mean, do I know how to talk? Yeah, I am versed in talking. I've been doing it since I was two and a half. I was kind of an early starter to the talking thing. You know, I didn't keep me from using verbal crutches.
I just wanted to see if I had successfully removed you from the track. And one ear removes you from the track and one ear does not.
For whatever reason it is. And one ear does not. If you blow your nose, you will get some snot. And the man tests his recording.
Oh, hi, Matt. Does it have to be my colon? Is that a title? Because you didn't put title colon before it. Am I making the poll?
I guess.
Okay. This is 217. Does it have to be my colon? Does this podcast make me pretty? Nope.
What?
I mean, you were already pretty, but the podcast doesn't do anything for it.
What? Why are you so suddenly like interested? I've been in here for an hour and a half, actually 2 hours. And now you just come in here and you start screaming at me. What? What do you want? It's like being married all over again.
Is what happens? Matt, you've been in the chat room for our show before. You know what happens backstage.
Matt doesn't even listen to our show, much less be in the back in the...
He's been in the chat room before. So, Matt, I've been seeing... Well, maybe it's just one post from Matt. But Facebook thinks that I need to see it over and over again. And it's this photo of his computer monitor in the dark with candles all
around. No. He keeps posting every day. He posts a different picture of it every day.
It's what, like, from a different angle?
Yeah, here's like, my monitor with candles from a different angle. And now here it is with different lighting.
Well, anyway, so now I know he does it for some witch festival or something. But he also does it when he's writing romance novels or is it mysteries? I can't remember. It was romance or something. So, all right. So there is the link to the poll if everyone could go vote.
Steve looked up from his book that he was reading on the beach, and he noticed Carlos walking past. Shirtless and well-defined, Carlos had been kissed by the sun, and a light brown coloration to his skin. He looked over his shoulder at Steve, and his gleaming blue eyes caught his attention. "Is anyone sitting there?" he asked. "Well," said Steve, "I guess you are now." That's a little reading from Matt Burlingame's latest book.
Wow, you got what? You got an advanced copy?
It's called The Gallery. I got The Gallery on it.
Oh.
No, Galley. What is it called? Galley? Is it called a galley? I think it's called a galley.
From the galley? From the angry galley. I said that because I just saw Angry Daddy pop up. And angry was in my head. And after I said it, I thought, why did I just say angry? And then I realized it was because I saw the word angry. So Angry Daddy made me angry or made my verbiage angry. God. So there's not going to be a good picture of that, but I'm going to vote for that anyway. And we have a split, a four-way tie, ladies, because everyone voted for their own title or something. I don't know. I don't know what happened here, but we have a four-way tie at the moment.
Matt believes it's called proof.
When that happens,
yes,
that means we get to choose whatever we want. If, you know.
Or if we forget, we choose whatever we want. Or if we get confused, we choose whatever we want. Or if it's a Tuesday or a Thursday.
It rarely happens. I mean, normally it's all fair and square. Now it's a five-way tie.
What are you talking about? There's only four of them that have votes. There's only four votes. Changed. How can there be a five-way tie if there's only four votes?
There are five votes.
There's four votes.
Well, it hasn't changed for you yet, but it changed for me. I see five votes. You want me to share my screen?
No, I believe you. I'm just saying, why is it not updating for me?
You're going to see yourself back, which is going to be kind of meta. But if you see my screen, you'll see.
I have no reason to doubt you. Look, I refreshed the screen and I have five votes.
There's this podcast I listen to and they like to quote Star Trek occasionally. And they're always quoting this Captain Picard line where he says, "There are four lights." So when you said there,
there you go, Tom in Chicago. Tom in Chicago wanted the
that made me think
wanted
of,
it posted, wanted the link reposted, and so I did it for him.
Oh, I wasn't looking. I'm looking at the survey. I'm looking at the survey.
What are you doing? Why are you playing with the power cord? No.
All right, I believe we're ready to kick the pig.
My cat has suddenly decided to play with games and play with little toys hiding underneath my. He's got a beer cap. He's running around with a beer cap like it's a fucking toy. He has hundreds of dollars worth of toys in the other room, and he's playing with a fucking beer cap, a bottle cap, whatever, you know, a cap to a bottle of beer.
I don't understand why it doesn't shuffle the one with the most votes to the top. That doesn't make sense.
Well, then talk to them.
I mean, they've now got ads on it. I think the guy sold it or something, right?
No, he's probably just making money off of it now, finally.
I think I heard, somewhere I think I heard that the guy who originally wrote it sold it.
Okay, great. But somebody's making money off of it now.
Well, I understand. And the website uses cookies to ensure that you get the best experience.
But they all do. It's just that there's that bullshit European thing that they have to tell people that you're using cookies. So now all these sites are trying to cover their asses. Ugh. I was trying to figure out whether I wanted to go on vacation. Well, I know I want to go on vacation, but I was trying to figure out my dates and times and stuff. And I got so wrapped up in like looking at prices at Disney and prices in Atlanta and dates and times of flights and whatnot that I then looked up and it was already like 8:15. So I haven't eaten. I had a bagel because I bought some bagels the other day.
No, it's not. Yeah, I noticed you haven't been talking about the whole paleo for like the past year. So I guess you're off the wagon on that. Oh, I didn't mean to just type Atlanta into the chat room. I'm sorry. I meant to delete it, and I hit enter instead.
Why were you typing in Atlanta?
Well, I was typing into the Trello, but my cursor was in the chat room instead. So I typed Atlanta into the chat room, and then I realized I wasn't in the Trello. So I went over to the Trello and typed Atlanta. And then when I came back, I saw that Atlanta was still in the chat room. So I was going to delete it. And then I accidentally hit enter instead of delete. And so that is how, ladies and gentlemen, you get the word Atlanta in the chat room.
I thought maybe you just liked that series. There's a TV show.
I like Stargate Atlantis.
No, there's a TV show on right now called Atlanta.
I know not of such a show.
It's gotten many, many rave reviews.
I like cookies too, Matt.
Dear God.
Oh, that was too rare steak.
Oh, I don't want to subscribe. No, I don't want that. I just want the...
We need to start stunting more.
That's black people's number one problem. Man, they don't know how to have fun.
I really disagree with that being black people's number one problem. Oh, is that the one that's problem?
The son of...
Where's my jacket?
Danny Glover.
You pick on my jacket yesterday?
Donnie Glover.
It's got a patch.
Donald Glover. Is that his,
I think
is
I
that
my
his
jacket
show?
Can't you just look?
Yes.
Nah.
Nope.
He was on Ellen the other day. That's
it. Atlanta, season finale, Tuesday at 10 on FX and FX Now.
He was also in Community for like 8 seasons or 6 seasons or just saying. Buzzy. Oh my God. Please excuse me while I kill a cat. He's now. Oh, get. Oh, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Little fucker's there like dealing cards off my desk. It's like I have a deck of cards there and he was like pawing them and like just one by one pawing them and pushing them off on the ground.
They know you're about to ignore them for a good 2 hours or whatever. So they're like, don't ignore me. Don't ignore me. It's funny because cats usually like to be ignored.
They ignore me all the fucking time.
But they know now. They're like, oh, he's about to do a show. So we're gonna annoy him.
So here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. I know that we have heard from more than one person that the pre-show and the after show are their favorite parts.
Yeah.
And this all, by the way, comes from me listening back to our last couple of episodes.
You know, we haven't had a theme song yet. Are we still in pre-show?
I'm switching it up tonight. That's all I'm saying. I'll get to it. I'll get to the theme song in a second.
Okay.
I'm just saying that I feel like the last few shows have not been very good. In my opinion, you may have a different opinion.
Well, okay, fine. But let me just, may I just submit to the court that probably out of the 217 shows that we've done, I may have heard you say that you thought a show was good twice. And generally the shows are a train wreck and you think they're horrible. So I don't take your opinion. I don't take your opinion to account very much because you cry wolf every week. So
I disagree. But I just, I say that a show is a train wreck after we're done recording it and whatever. But usually when I listen back to it, I'm okay.
Well, but anyway, that is my point. I listened to both shows or three and I don't have a problem with them, but please proceed.
I feel like we have lost touch with the original concept, which is just talking. We've gotten so trapped in the formula and having to do it this way and that way and having to have a specific number of stories and having to fill a specific amount of time. It's like, I feel like, whoa, dear God, what's that?
It was you.
Really?
Well, it wasn't me. Your mic does weird things sometimes. Recently,
I feel like the last few shows we were just talking at each other, that we weren't really interacting with each other. We weren't really participating in each other's conversations. We were more just, oh, one-liner. Oh, I'm going to make a one-liner. Oh, now I'm going to play the death phone. Now it's like that. And it's just, it's not fun to listen to. Like I listen to like Pod is My Co-Pilot, or I listen to, I'm trying to think of it, like any of the politics shows that I listen to. And they're having a conversation with each other. That's why it's fun. That's why it's fun to listen to, is because they're having a conversation with each other. And some of our best shows have been us having conversations with each other. And I feel like we've gotten into this mindset of, oh, well, we have to do a show.
I do. Okay. I don't think that makes it bad, but I do agree that we talk at each other more than we have a conversation. I don't think that makes it bad because we have a lot of people who enjoy our show. So, and you know, but.
And I'm not,
I think it's your fault.
Okay, great.
Because if I try to be conversational, you get irritated with me and think that I'm interrupting you too much. And so I just don't talk now because I just let you tell your story so that I don't interrupt you. So that is because when I have tried to have a conversation with you in the past, you've gotten irritated with me and said that I was cutting you off and not letting you finish your thought. So now I just kind of sit here and wait until you leave a space for me to talk, which doesn't usually happen during your stories. So it doesn't sound very conversational.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm saying. I want to fix that.
I don't have a problem with that, but I mean, and you know, maybe I don't leave enough space for you to talk either, but I don't want to piss you off because you have gotten pissed off in the past when I've tried to interject things.
But getting pissed off is some of our best episodes have been.
I don't like you to be pissed off. I don't like it. I've never liked that. You know, I had a pissed off co-host that I broke up with and sent to jail.
He was abusive. He was abusive and like physically abusive and a drunk. Oh my God, he is screaming. He is screaming in the other room. My cat is literally screaming as if I am torturing him in some way.
I'm surprised my dog is not at the door because I think Mark went to hunt Pokemon and didn't take her with him. And I shut the door because when he comes home, she'll want to go back out.
You guys are like the
last. So I didn't bring her in here.
The last two people in the universe playing that game.
We might be. We could be. We very well. But you know what? And I don't do it as much as him. But I mean, when we, like on weekends or whatever, when we don't have anything to do or we're in a new location, we're traveling. You know, they had a whole Halloween special. And so there was triple candy or double candy. There are people who play.
I want to suggest something, Adam.
What?
I want to suggest that after 4 years, actually 4+ years, that we retire the death phone.
Wow.
Doesn't have to be like right this episode. It doesn't have to be, but I feel like it served its point. And more, just looking at it right now, we have 4 celebrity phone calls this week and they are all RT Cruiser. And more than often than not.
RT Cruiser, we love you. Oh, you're not in the chat room. So
more often than
really
not, it is RT Cruiser that is calling in us. And I love RT Cruiser, but I would much rather have a voicemail from RT Cruiser where he says something interesting than hear about some obscure Australian dude that died. So I think it's run its course. Do you agree with
that? We can do that. Ladies and gentlemen, you can now hear the celebrity death phone over at geekygay.com.
There you go. Do that. I think it it's causing more issues than it was solving. We originally did it because we wanted people to call the show. And it did. For a long time, it worked really well. But now it's become kind of, eh.
Well, at first we did it in the contact section. And then we said it should just be sprinkled throughout the show. And then you got it in your head that it needed to be finished before the discussion segment was over. So it got scrunched up. And so it went from being scrunched up in the contact segment to being scrunched up in the beginning of the show. And then when we got a lot of them, it was just celebrity death phone calls for 45 minutes.
Yeah. I say we just end it.
It's true. Well,
this would have been around the time of year that we didn't we just give away a prize, though? How much is in the celebrity? How much is in the celebrity death phone pot right now?
We gave away a prize.
At the live stream,
we gave away a prize. Oh, sorry, I'm telling you how much is in there. 108. I'm reading a chat room, looking at.
There's 108 bucks. There's 108 bucks in the celebrity death phone pot. Mm-hmm. I say, let's just make Christmas come early and give somebody 108 bucks. We can do it next week or. If you're amenable to that, if we can just put the, and by the way, no phone call saying, yeah, guys, celebrity death phone just died. No, you don't get to do that.
Well, RT Cruiser probably won't be happy, but I don't know if anybody
RT
would
Cruiser,
care
I would love for you to just call us and talk to us. We can't understand.
He's not in the chat room. You're releasing this bit. Is that how this is going to go?
Yes, I'm releasing this.
You're releasing this bit. Okay.
Fine. All right, fine.
Is this going to be a huh?
No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to, Adam, we have always done everything in the open. We started this network as a way to talk to the fan base. And we have always done pre-shows and post-shows. We've always talked about things. We've always been very, you and I use our real names on the show. We've always been very open about what we do.
That was a mistake.
Why? Has have there been some ramifications of that lately?
No, not lately. I'm just saying, you know, now I'm going up and up and up in the professional world. And I'm like, whoo. Hope nobody finds any. It had nothing to do with Dubious Intent. I'm just like, oh, pumpkin fucking videos on XTube or.
Well, that's not DA.
No, it's not. But it was linked to my whole podcasting.
All I'm trying to say
is if I had just been Taylor the Latte Boy, yes. I could have done anything. I could have, like, you know, shit on muffins or something and nobody ever would have found me. I mean, Taylor can do whatever he wants. I mean, he can go like.
That's not true. Joe Zubio, you know, would find you, or Zubio would find you. Here's the thing, Adam. We have always been very open with the audience. We've always, in a lot of the audience, I'd say most of our audience, I would say 99% of our audience is not here during the live shows. So I just wanted to include this part that we're talking about. So I say.
That's fine. If I was just asking.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, if you're amenable to it, then the celebrity death phone goes away. We can keep. I'm happy with the
that.
News
you know what?
Game.
We need to stay fresh. We need to stay fresh, you know, so, I mean, changing things up occasionally, you know, is not bad.
All right, fine. Then here you go. I don't know if anyone.
What?
I was going to start the regular crap that we do. Did you want to finish what you were saying?
No, it was just more crap. So, you know, you should just, I don't even remember.
Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent, sir.
Okay, once the votes are read, the decision is final. Person voted out will be asked to leave the tribal council area immediately. I'll read the votes. First vote, Brett. Brett. Two votes, Brett. Michaela. Two votes, Brett. One vote, Michaela. Michaela. Two votes, Brett. Two votes, Michaela. Michaela.
What?
That's three votes, Michaela. Two votes, Brett. One vote left.
Did you do that?
Yeah. I did it. Sorry.
I did not do that.
Seventh person voted out, Michaela.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are. We're glad you've joined us today. I mean, do we really need an intro, though? I mean, when you come to think about it, like, do we need an intro?
What?
Yeah, I mean, just saying, could we lose the intro? We could lose the intro, right? Intro, we've had that for... In the art of keeping things fresh, we've had that intro for 600 years. We could...
Oh, my God. No.
No?
We can't lose the intro.
Can we change the intro?
No. I gave you the death phone. I'm not giving you the intro. You can join Pod as my co-pilot. I'm sure they would take another co-host, and then you can be happy with that podcast if you'd like.
Wow.
I like our podcast. So I think we should have an intro.
Well, I all right. From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Angry Co-Hosts. When you want to be glared at on a computer screen by someone across the country, then you should get an angry co-host who turns their video cameras off so that I can't see them. Check them out on the web at angrycohost.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI for a glaring discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the angry co-host free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burton. Hello, Adam.
Apparently not. Hello, Daniel.
Are you going to leave your camera off for the rest of the show?
I'll turn it back on. I want to make sure that my face is not glaring. I'm just looking in the mirror right now to make sure I've got the glaring look off of my face before I turn it back. You know, my face is very expressive. Mm-hmm. It expresses my emotions without me wanting it.
I know. It does express your emotions.
So
that's the point.
I'm getting it under control before I turn my video back on.
You're being silly.
Anyway, Auntie Vera just joined the chat room.
We haven't introduced the chat room yet, Adam. We have not gotten to that part. But, you know, now that you mentioned it is 9:39 p.m. on a Thursday evening, and that can, of course, only mean one thing. We are streaming live on Pride 48 in front of the world's most confused chat room. Adam, please tell us who is joining us in the chat room this evening.
Yeah, they are confused. We have Auntie Vera Charles, which I just mentioned. Chubbs Matt, which he's not always in the chat room, but we love him anyway. Shy Yeti, which it is way, way, way late or early, however you want to say it, because he lives over there in the England.
In the England?
Ye old England.
Ye
it's old like 1:39 a.m. or something like that over there.
Is Alexa
It's his
okay?
second week in the chat room. And we have Tim in Alaska and Tom in Chicago, and WTF, and Angry Daddy.
Well, there you go.
In the chat room.
It is 1:40 a.m. in London.
Well, in my defense, I said that like 30 seconds ago, so I'm sure the clock changed, you know, right as I was saying it.
I'm just saying.
I guess you lose some seconds also as you go over there, because my clock still says 8:39, which...
Because I asked Google. I wasn't taking Shy Yeti's word for it. I asked Google, the source of all knowledge. Speaking of Google, did you get your Google Home?
No, I didn't order it immediately when they announced it, so I'm sure I'm going to be behind everyone else in getting it. I don't know if I get an email or...
Yeah,
I'm
actually,
not sure.
I didn't get mine. I don't think anyone got it. I think I just read a thing on The Verge today where they were talking. I think the reviewers got it. Like, a few of the reviewers got it up front. I think that's what it was.
Well, I was listening to This Week in Google today, and somebody was saying that their card had been charged and they thought it was in the mail or something like that. But I honestly, you ordered yours before I ordered mine. I'm not sure. It might have been a few days after they announced it before. I just thought, oh, yeah, I better order that. And I don't it wasn't early, so I'm sure I'll be one of the last people.
After reading,
you'll probably get yours first.
Yeah, after reading the review, I'm very tempted to cancel mine.
I haven't read a review, so did it get a bad review?
I'm disappointed in what it does not, like, you can't add things to your calendar. It doesn't give you access to all of your Google services. Now they may add those things or whatever, but at least Alexa can even access my Google calendar. So it's kind of...
That's true, but I don't think Alexa did at the very beginning.
It didn't, but that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm going to wait until after Christmas when the price will undoubtedly come down.
Well, and I don't know, because again, I haven't read a review on it, but what I'm interested in is, can you ask it more questions and it actually know what you're talking about than Alexa? Because yes, you can still like ask Alexa things and she's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Adam.
You can ask Alexa, like, Alexa, what is your name? I don't understand what you're asking.
Yeah, I feel like if they did it right, and who knows? I mean, I don't know if they're going to get it right, but I feel like if they get it right, that it will at least be as good as the OK Google just on the regular old search page.
Yeah, no, it is.
And if it is. It is.
Yeah, in the Verge article today, they were talking about the fact that you get all of the stuff from Google Search. So you can do contextual things that we do all the time. So like you can do something like this. What is the time right now in London?
The time in London, UK, is 1:43 a.m.
And what's the temperature there?
It's 56 degrees in Hampden right now.
Oh, look at you. Look at you screwing up, Google. It has contextual search where you don't have to specifically restate things. That was a very bad example because that clearly didn't work. Oh,
did she just tell you what temperature it is where you are?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
But you can...
Well, you know, the common one is, who is President Obama? Yeah, and old is he?
Yeah, and what are his
children? Who is his wife? You know,
I was trying to.
What's his dog's name?
Trying to branch out. But yeah, it's supposed to be at least as good as Google search, which is the best search engine out, right? I mean, as far as weird questions and whatnot, I go to Google and trust Google far more than other sources. Regardless.
Yeah, so that's what I figure.
But I don't like the trigger phrase. As stupid as this sounds, I like Alexa's trigger phrase, and I wish that I didn't always have to say it. Like, I wish that there was some kind of mashup between, like, Westworld and whatnot for people that don't have people around. So it can be like, you know, Alexa, conversational mode. So it's like, in other words, I've got 6 or 7 questions for you, and I don't want to keep saying, Alexa, what time is it? Alexa, what is the temperature outside? Alexa, what's the weather? I would rather just ask all these questions in, like, a conversational mode.
For those, like, sad, lonely cat ladies who don't have anyone to talk to.
But if you've got
Alexa,
a series of
have
things.
Have a conversation with me.
No, but if you've got a series of things that you want to do, like, I regularly ask it for the weather. I regularly ask for news stuff. I regularly ask stupid questions like, you know, how many pints are in a cup? Or, I mean, how many cups are in a pint? Stupid things like that.
I was just excited the other day when I was able to ask her if it was going to rain, and she actually said, no, I don't think it, or something like that. Used to, if you said, is it going to rain, she would either say, I don't understand your question, or she would go through the rote thing that she always says for weather.
Right.
Currently, in Rogers, it is 72 degrees outside. I'd be like, I didn't ask you what the temperature is. I asked you if it's going to rain. Do I need to take an umbrella? Right. You know, with Google, if I'd asked Google that, it would have said, you know.
Yeah.
No. So I was excited the other day. I was like, oh, they changed that. Great. So I'm hoping that some of the Google stuff will be better in that. And I don't add things to my calendar. I don't use my calendar. I mean, yeah, I probably should, but I don't.
But it still doesn't have that. That's what I want. I want to be able to ask multiple things or at least do compound statements. Like, what time does the PetSmart close and is it raining outside? Like, you can't ask more than one question on a keyword. So the keywords for the Google Home, by the way, are OK Google or Hey Google, both of which sound absolutely stupid to me. It's just, Hey Google.
Well, you know, I mean, you're there by yourself anyway. So the only people that are going to hear you are your cats.
Yeah, but I have a phone that I can just push a button and I don't have to say anything.
I have a phone as well. I have this phone that I got because I have to have this package. Well, I don't have to have a package, but you know, you get a cheap, it's actually cheaper if you'll agree to take the phone. So I actually, in my previous house, we didn't even buy a phone. We just had a phone number and like no phone. Well, this time I thought I'll just go out and buy a little $10, you know, phone, whatever. We might use it sometime. And we get these calls all the time. I'm not going to answer it. No one knows my phone number. So I don't know who's, I'm getting these, probably I'm getting robocalls from like, you know, vote Donald Trump,
yes,
or something like that. I don't know, but every day, I mean, we get calls all day long And I don't want to answer them because it's either going to be somebody trying to sell me something, make me vote. By the way, I already voted.
Well, good for you.
Did I mention that?
I don't know if you mentioned that or not.
I did not get a sticker. And after I had remorse after I walked out of the building and I almost turned around and went back because, you know, there's that peer pressure to get the sticker.
Yes.
And, you know, show everyone that you voted. Hey, look at me. Look at me. You know, I voted, but I didn't get it. Now I want one and I can't get one because, I mean, I can't vote again. I can only vote once.
Seriously.
It's too late.
Go to Google Images, look for one of those stickers, print it out on a color printer, and then cut it out and put it on your shirt.
Well, I'm going to be at a conference in San Francisco on Election Day, so I had to do that.
I don't remember what I was going to say, so that's fine. Adam, why are you cranky?
You picked a horrible night to be in a So I'm gonna. Well, first of all, I'm sure you're releasing some of that stuff that was before the show.
I'm releasing everything. Everything that we have said tonight since you said record, we're releasing.
Okay. So everyone, all in the same show?
It's all the same
okay.
show.
Okay. Well, so everyone's already heard that. But so as you've all heard by now, you know, Daniel is in this, oh, I want to change everything kind of weird mood tonight, which is, you know, and I'm not.
No,
I'm
hold
a little
on,
more
hold
anti-change
on.
Than you are.
Hold on. I'm not in a mood of like, oh, I want to change everything. I'm just saying I've listened back to the last few shows. I've been unhappy with our product. I know we can do better. And I wanted to have a conversation with you about how to make things better. And you've taken this so personally and gotten so angry about this. I don't understand.
This one's not going to be better. I bet this show is worse than the last 2 weeks. We can have a vote. We can have like all the listeners vote on the last 3 weeks. But anyway, regardless. So I come in. And I've been cranky. So yeah, I will admit that I got a little snippy about it, but it's because it has nothing to do with the show. A few things. So so if I sound snippy tonight, listeners, I apologize. Yeah, I will get better. It's probably my time of the month. But what is wrong with me right now is, first of all, I started my diet. And not only is it the most tedious, that I've eaten so many chicken breasts, like I think I'm going to turn into a chicken. And I have bought like 50 pounds of chicken this week or something. And I'm cooking 5 meals a day for Mark and I, because not only is it like one of these, you know, it's one of these bodybuilder diets where you've got to have the exact amount of protein and the exact amount of fat and the exact amount of carbs and the exact amount of hoochie or whatever. The exact amount of like all this stuff. It is so hard. It is so difficult. And I forgot a meal today. So then I have to go drink a protein shake when we're done with the show.
Wow.
So we're doing that. And we started working out again this week. So I've added that to the end of my work day. And at work, I'm so busy. So I'm working in like the all of this stuff at work. I'm doing, we call, when we purchase a new tool or a new piece of software, we call it a proof of concept. When you contact the company that sells that and you say, hey, we would like to try before we buy. And they come in and do a demo and we set it up and they give us a how-to and all that and we test it out.
Right.
Well, the directors got it in their head that in like a month and a half's time, they want me to conduct a proof of concept is what we call it. I don't remember if I said that now. Of like 5 different vendors that do softwares that do the same thing, because we want to make sure that we're right, picking the right one. On top of my day job, on what I've always done, they want me to do this as well.
Right.
And then last week, my manager comes in and says, oh, and by the way, we've contracted this company to come in and help us with our mobility strategy, our mobility testing strategy. And I'm going to need you to, you know, take these people around and, you know, schedule their tasks and do all this. So I'm running like this POC with 5 different things. I've got these other contractors that I have to do stuff for. I have my other day job and I'm preparing for this conference and I'm cooking 5 meals a day for 2 people and working out every day. So I just go from like one thing to another. I have a 7:30 a.m. meeting tomorrow because I'm too nice. So all of the busyness has just gotten to me, probably. You know.
Well, I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry that you
just a lot going on. Nothing a good like 16 hours of sleep won't fix or something like that, and probably Whataburger. But I'm not going to do it because I'm going to stick with the diet and see if it actually works. So for the next 28 days, I might be.
Dear God. Yeah, see, I can't do complicated diets like that.
I haven't decided. I mean, I feel like now that we've...
I got really good results off paleo. And the only reason that I don't still do the paleo is because it's hard to buy. Like, restaurants are not set up that way. I'm a single person. So if I cook something, that means I'm going to have that thing for 4 or 5 days. So if I make a quiche, I'm going to have quiche for 5 fucking days. And that gets old after a while. And so I end up throwing away a lot of food. So I tend to just buy one meal at a time. It's just easier and cheaper to do it that way. And there's no awesome paleo place to get food from, right? Restaurants serve a lot of carbs because carbs are really cheap to serve. Like bread and chips.
We do have a paleo place.
But we don't here.
And I've not tried any of the food, and it's not a restaurant per se. It's like one of those places where you go and pick up meals. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
no.
You go and they give you these little Tupperware containers of meals. And
I see.
They're like the fancy TV dinners of our day or whatever. You know, so you just go in there and you say, hey, I'll have the steak Florentine or whatever.
Yeah, I have thought about that. I have thought about hiring a chef.
And well, this is what they do. And I don't know. It's probably really expensive because usually those are. And you could probably also do something like HelloFresh or one of those.
They have no paleo options there. Because again, paleo is very expensive. Meat and proteins are much more expensive than carbs. But I have thought about hiring like a personal chef that will come in and cook, you know, 2 weeks worth of food and then basically make it freezer ready.
That's a 1%. That's something Baron Frosty would do.
Actually, it's not like, that expensive.
Hey, guys, I'm trying out.
It's actually not that expensive because you pay for the food and then the labor to cook it. And it's especially if you have a personal chef that cooks for many different clients, then you can realize the, you know, multiple different meals instead of cooking a quiche and having quiche for 5 fucking nights.
Yeah, and I like chicken. I mean, don't get me wrong, but it's like, you know, and I did, and I've discovered a couple of things that I really like. And so Matt in the chat room said it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle choice. And I want to make a little bit of a comment about that. Because, yes, I need to make a lifestyle choice and change things up. And like one of the things I'm doing, which I hope to continue, it never works, but I'm hoping it'll work this time, is I'm drinking water all day long. Like, I only allow myself to drink water all throughout the day. I used to drink at least like an 8-pack of Diet Mountain Dew every day. So now, and I'm not letting myself, I don't let myself add anything to it. Like, I can't add, you know, those squeeze flavor things that you can like squeeze into your water.
Yes.
I mean, you're basically making it a Diet Mountain Dew at that point. So you might as well be drinking a Diet Mountain Dew because you're adding all those chemicals back to the water anyway. So I just am drinking water all day long. I let myself have 2 Diet Mountain Dews at night, but that's a lot better than the 8, you know, or whatever that I would have done before. And I know that I need to continue a healthy lifestyle and healthy eating, but what I want to attain, which I've never been able to attain, is a certain very chiseled cut look that you have to be very purposeful about it to obtain that. Now, it's not something that and who knows if I'll ever achieve it. I mean, I hope I do. But it's not something that you can keep. That is something that you have to work really hard to maintain as well. So, you know, who knows if I'll keep it, but I'd at least like to achieve that once. And so for that look, that really chiseled cut, you know, muscular look, you kind of have to be purposeful and it kind of has to be a diet. At least I think so. To be healthy and be a good weight, you can just make good eating choices.
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to buy a twink?
I hope to continue. What?
Wouldn't it be cheaper just to buy a twink?
I want to look that way. I don't care about all those other people that look that way. I want to look that way. Instead of going to, which I'll talk about later, but instead of going to Swingin' Richards and looking at the naked folks, yeah. I want to just take off my clothes and look in the mirror.
That's what
and
we,
go,
Adam, there you go.
Oh,
that is a $1 million idea right there. We need to sell a virtual mirror, a mirror that maps your body so that when you look in the mirror, it actually...
I don't want it to be fake.
Draws a different body into reflection. So it keeps your, you know, it slims up your face, makes a muscular body. So when you look at yourself in the mirror, you look great.
But that would be fake. I want to actually achieve it. I want to have the, you know, you when you achieve something, you have this satisfaction, this like, I have done something. I have conquered my fatness, you know, or whatever it is. I mean, you know, I have a, and I'm doing, and I'm, this working out is so difficult. Like, I hate working out. Hate it.
Then don't do it.
But I'm doing all of this hard work, and unless I change my diet, it's really not going to do, you're not going to be able to tell. Obviously, as the Indian lady said.
As the lady at
work.
Well,
what are you doing, Adam?
The lady at work who doesn't really matter what her nationality is.
I don't notice any difference in you, Adam. What are you doing? Is it hard? It must not be, because you look exactly the same.
I don't think she actually said that.
I've been kicking my own ass for 180 days. I'm sorry that I don't look any... Anyway, but, you know, diet is like 80%, 70, 80% of that.
Let me ask you this question. Have you thought about going on Survivor?
No, I would never. I think, you know what? I think I would get ill and just die before the 30 days were up. I really do not.
Because I don't know if you noticed, at the beginning of this season that's on right now, like some of the boys were like, oh, he's really hot. And then now that they've like lost like 30 pounds, like, oh, look at them. Oh, they're all defined. Of course, they're starving to death, but they look all twinkish and defined now.
Yeah, well, there's that one guy. Is his name David? The one that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but he was already like real thin. Yeah,
and he was already. I told Mark last night, I was like, by the end of this show, he's going to be invisible or something. Like, he's not going to exist. He was so skinny to begin with. He looks like some kind of cancer patient or something.
Here's the thing. Greta, did you watch Survivor last night?
Yes, I did. Right. And Michaela went home. And although I didn't love Michaela, I liked her. And I thought it was a stupid decision for them to vote her out.
Oh, I don't. I don't think it was a stupid decision at all. But here's the thing that I loved about it. That was like, we played it as our previously on today, that moment at Tribal Council where she was completely blindsided.
Yeah, and she's like, I know you did.
And she turns around.
That,
she's like,
she
what?
Might as well.
She's like, what? And she like, yeah. And then she just stares.
At, she like flips her hair.
It's like while the music, this dramatic music is playing, when she's just staring at Jay. She's just like, staring at him. Did you do that? Yes, I did that. I'm sorry. Bum, 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 bum. And then Hannah's over to her left. She's like, I didn't do that. Dun, 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 dun. And then it's like, he goes, the, you know, Hannah, I wait, here, wait. Let's, can we do this? Can we do that? Can we do that? There's like some kind of, let's see. Can we get some? This is not going to be great music, but it's just like, you know, Michaela, the tribe has spoken. You have to leave. And she's like over there. She's like, they're like putting out the torch and she's like going to, oh, you're going to regret this. You're absolutely, you fucked up your game. You're going to regret this. And she walks off and then she goes, I left my shoes. And she like had to turn around. she had to turn around after all of the dramatic music and everything. She had to turn around, walk back over to where she was sitting and pick up her tennis shoes and then walk off again. I mean it.
And they
probably this time.
Would have brought them. They probably would have brought him to her later. She probably could have just kept going.
Just
I mean,
that was my favorite Survivor moment. Was the she has this big, dramatic, huge blow up, and then it gets sabotaged by, oh, I got to leave my shoes. I'm over there. I got to pick them
so
up.
So, do you think a Gen Xer is going to win or a millennial?
I think that's the wrong question to ask because. Granted, the season is called Gen X versus Millennials, or Millennials versus Gen X, I don't know, whichever order it is. And we've had other seasons where they've had really weird things, like, you know...
Yeah, like Brains versus Brawn versus Beauty.
But it's like, once the initial tribes have gone through the merges and stuff like that, who cares? I think it's just like stretching out a point. It's like, does it really... It's like this weird arbitrary way to divide the tribes at first for marketing hype. I don't think it really matters whether a Gen X or a millennial is going to win the game. I think the person that's going to win the game is going to be the person that is playing the game the best. At this point in time, there are several people playing the game really well. I think Adam is playing the game really well. I think Ken is playing the game really well. I'd forget Ken's his that he's on the smaller tribe with. I forget her name, but she's playing a good game.
I'm bad with names. Isn't the only one with a girlfriend is the
no,
one
no, no,
his
I,
girlfriend
I, just,
got voted
I'm just
off.
I'm saying his girl slash friend. They were
oh,
put
okay.
together. They were the two Gen Xers that were put together onto the millennial tribe. And then they Adams flipped and got rid of one of them. It doesn't matter. I don't think it matters whether there's going to be a millennial or whatnot. I think here's the greatest thing about Adam. For those of you who don't watch the show, they arbitrarily divided them into millennials versus Gen X. And then they split them up into other tribes. And there was three millennials and two Gen Xers on this tribe. And the two Gen Xers were a pair. And the two millennials were actually like in a romantic pair. And then you had this last millennial guy that was like, well, I could go either way here. And they Gen Xers made a really good case for him to vote out the people in the romantic relationship, one of the women in the romantic relationship, which he did. And of course, he had to go back to camp with the boyfriend of the girl he just voted off. And he sat there. He's like, and the guy's name was Taylor.
He apologized.
No, he didn't.
For a good long
he did
time.
Not apologize. That was the greatest moment. That was the second greatest moment. Excuse me.
Well, he kept talking about it.
He talked about it in non-apologetic. He's like, I totally screwed you over. You're absolutely right on that. You're correct. I fucked you over and I put you in a worse spot than you were before you came into. He's like, he never once said he was sorry. He just kept repeating the fact that, dude, I fucked you over. I screwed you over hard, man.
And he goes, and now you're in a really bad place because you're at the bottom of the, you're at the bottom of the barrel, you know, on this tribe because you're the, you know, but your only, you know, ally is gone now. And
it was such a non-apology. It was great. It was just like, there you go, dude. That is the way that you just, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I totally fucked. It's like someone at work, like it's like a manager at work going, yep, I put a lot more work on your plate. And you absolutely had to work a whole lot of late nights last week while I was at home watching TV. But, you know, that's what I did. I put that on your plate. It was just, yeah. It was great. It was a great moment.
I don't know the strategy in that, though. He just felt really... I think
the strategy in that was Taylor, who is the name, not Taylor the Latte Boy, but Taylor, the person, the other millennial that he was talking to, is just really dumb. He's not the brightest bulb on the tree. He's very cute, but he's not the brightest bulb on the tree. So, you've been watching Westworld, I take it?
I have, but, you know, by the time I am an old man, you're older than me. So theoretically we should call you the old man. And actually, you know, our album art looks like, you know, grandpa with little Timmy on his knee or whatever, but I am more of an old man probably than you. I mean, I don't know how you act at home. I've hung around you a little bit. We've gone on vacation together and you've peed in showers and things of that nature, but, or in the bathtub. But I'm an old man when it comes to when I sit down on the couch at night after a long day of, you know, taming the vendors and,
yes,
you know, doing all of the five meals a day that I'm cooking and the exercising I'm doing and all that kind of stuff. I get sleepy, like I'm really sleepy. And so for whatever reason, Westworld always ends up being one of the last shows we watch before we go to bed. I don't know why. And so I'm like sitting there kind of drifting a little bit, you know, as we're watching it. And the fact that there are probably like four different timelines going on right now. And here's what I know that's going on. There are some robots and they're in a Western, and some of them are, I mean, they're in this Western town and rich people go there to like live out their fantasies. And some of the robots are realizing this. Like they're realizing that this is that they're just looping, that they're just repeating these storylines. And because of one of the creators, I think that there must have been two creators, Anthony Hopkins and some other dude who's not there anymore, who wanted them to be more sentient. So he put this bug, this defect in them, or some would argue it's not a defect, to make them more aware. And the Anthony Hopkins character, I think he doesn't want them to be aware, I think. And then some other dude, like there was a robot bird and he was like so happy because he made the bird fly.
Wow. That is the greatest explanation.
That's what I know of.
of a story that I've ever heard. That's absolutely nothing to do with the TV show Westworld, but that is the greatest explanation.
That is what is happening. What? Okay. Tell me the, you know, the underlying.
It's fine, Adam. It's fine. I'm going to go with your philosophy here that there was a bird flying and the guy got excited. That was.
Look, anything with Anthony Hopkins in, I love, but I just, that is what I've gotten from it so far.
That's
and they show, oh, in the last episode, the last episode? Mm-hmm. The last episode, they showed a big old black dick.
Yes, they did.
I don't know. And I don't know if that was a prosthetic dick or if it was a real dick.
Why would it have to be prosthetic?
Seeing as how it was a black man, it probably was real.
No, that's not racist at all. No.
No, that is a good kind of racist, Daniel. That is like, I am complimenting black men everywhere. They have big penises.
Right, and all Asians are smart. There's nothing racist about any of that.
And anyway, so they just, the camera is like on that dick for like, I don't know, it seemed like a half an hour.
I know, and she wasn't looking, and the girl that was there talking to him wasn't looking at it. I was just like, I would have been like staring at the dick talking to him the whole time.
She does make a comment afterwards that made you think she was, yeah, obvious talent. That's what it is. So, hey, and they still show more breasts than penises. Yeah. The ratio of breast to penis is still off.
So you made a comment at the beginning of your disjointed explanation of Westworld that there are multiple different timelines. Now, the other day I asked you, because I had heard this on Pod as my co-pilot, another podcast that we listened to, that one of their co-hosts was talking about how there's multiple timelines going on. And this is a popular fan theory, that there's actually two different distinct timelines going on. And, you know, one of the favorite crazy theories out there is that the older black hat dude that we're following is actually the younger white hat dude that we're following 30 years later. Because
wait, he's Anthony Hopkins?
No. The older black hat dude, the guy that's like killing the androids to play the big meta game.
Yeah, him.
Is actually the younger white hat dude. The one
that's the boyfriend of the girl? I mean, who's always, when they loop through that story, is he
no,
the one that
not
is
a host,
like...
not a host, a guest. You know, the two guests that came in, the two guys that came in, and one of them wants to play evil and the other one's trying to be, it's his first time there and he's trying to be all white hat.
I think so. Did they rob a stagecoach or something in this last episode? And
no, that was the black
hat. Not a stagecoach, but it was
it was the black hat dude. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, they did. But
they were both there. Right.
Anyway, I don't believe that theory. I'm not going with that theory. I don't. But I'm just saying that is a very popular theory on the internet, is that we're actually seeing two distinct timelines where the older black hat guy is actually the younger white hat dude in a different time frame, because we have a unique situation where the hosts, which is what they call the androids, the hosts don't age. And so most of the people in every scene are the host. So it's impossible for you to tell, unless two guests are in the same scene together, it's impossible for you to determine whether it's the same timeline or not. Right? In this show, the older black hat dude has never been in the same scene with any of the other people from the other storylines that we're following. So that's why there's this common theory out there that this is. I do not believe it. I am going to go out there and say, I believe there's a single timeline here. There are not multiple timelines. This is a single timeline. I think people are not understanding some narrative tricks that they're using to tell the story that's making them think that these things are happening at different times. But
I could go either way. Like before I heard people talking about there being multiple timelines, that had not really dawned on me. I can see it now. I can see why people would think that, but I could go either way. Like I don't think it has to be that way. I just want more scenes with Anthony Hopkins because I love him.
Yeah. I mean, or I think the black. Well, penis. I think the good thing is we'll know at the end of the season, right? It's not like they're going to stretch this out into a 8-series-long or 8-season-long mystery. We will know by the end of this season what the game is, whether or not this is multiple timelines or not. I think a lot of people are going to be very upset that they're not multiple timelines. That's my personal opinion. So anyway, if you're not watching Survivor, it's a great season of Survivor. You should absolutely watch it. And if you're not watching Westworld on HBO, you should absolutely be watching Westworld. It's great. So.
Yeah, they're both good. I just am old and I'm not as bad as my stepdad, though. He immediately, when he sits on the couch, he falls asleep.
If someone would like to call us and give a explanation of the show Westworld that is more crazy than the one Adam gave us, I welcome that phone call.
Everything I said in that explanation was absolutely true.
It was not. The guys, Dr. Ford, which is Anthony Hopkins, Dr. Ford's partner has been dead for 30 years. How did he write this code that made them more sentient?
When they originally started the whole deal.
They just started becoming more sentient. So
I know. There was like a time bomb in it. It wasn't like a time bomb.
Anthony Hopkins' character, like Dr. Ford, had just pushed a update to the host.
Well, I was correct about the bird. There was definitely a bird flying around.
Okay.
I didn't realize that the animals were also robots.
Well, yeah, that makes
sense. Until that scene.
Well, yeah. That's the other question that a lot of people are asking. Is this Earth?
I don't know.
We don't know. This is taking place at some unspecified point in the future. We don't know anything about the outside world. We only know things that are happening within the park of Westworld. And we don't know where that park is actually even located. It could be on a different planet. Could be whatever. But yes, they're using fake animals. They're using constructed animals because at no point in time, this is covered in the book, by the way, at no point in time can a guest ever get hurt. So you could not have a case where a horse would trample over a guest or would buck them off of a cliff or something like that. And so the easiest way to do that is to make sure that the horses are robots. So that was the whole point. Anyway, they're not faithful to the book, but they are faithful to some things in the book. It doesn't really matter.
If the characters on Walking Dead were hosts, they could just fix Glenn's poor bashed in head and bring him back to life. But that's not happening.
Right. Now, and Vera Charles says that there are two movies. They have nothing to do with the show. They've gone.
I've heard that there was a movie. Yeah,
the producers have even said as much. The movies that were made with Yul Brynner and have nothing to do with the TV series Westworld. They went back to the original source material and are doing a different series off of that.
Spoiler alert. So anyway, I went to Atlanta.
You did?
This weekend.
Yes.
And? I did. And I, you know what? I don't remember what I wanted to talk about Atlanta.
I'm sure you'll talk about it on Geeky Gay.
I might. If you go over to geekygay.com, you might hear something. But
well, you took photos. So, you went to the Adele concert with Mittens. You took photos. You posted them on Facebook, so.
I did go to the Adele concert. Yeah, but I wanted to talk about a few things. I mean, I don't want to bore you with, like, Adele stuff. But what I want to
why would I be bored by Adele stuff?
Well, she's a pop singer, and, like, it's a concert in a stadium, and you don't have any interest in that. So,
okay.
I want to talk about, this is what I do want to talk about, though. You know, I got this American Express card so that I could get mileage on Delta. Mark has, and I needed another credit card anyway because I needed more credit to debt ratio, whatever, to, like, I'm trying to boost my credit score, mm-hmm. which, by the way, went up to 774.
Look at you.
I know. I'm doing so good now. It used to be like 400 and something when I was with Maddie. I mean, get rid of a horrible ex and your credit score just, whoo.
There you go.
Through the roof. Anyway, so I needed another credit card. And Mark already has one that gives us United miles. So when we want to fly on United, we have, you know, miles. So I decided when I was looking for tickets to Atlanta, I saw this deal. Hey, apply for the Delta Airlines American Express, blah, blah, blah. And you can get all these extra miles and yada, yada.
Yes.
So I applied for that and I got it and I bought the tickets on it. Well, the tickets that I bought were, yeah, that one. I've got that one. That is the exact one.
Well, no,
that
no, I no, had it's my, not exact. Oh, mine says, this one says Daniel Brewer on it. Yours probably says
well,
Daniel Brewer.
Not the exact one, but see right there. It's it's that one right there that I've got. And the listeners are not seeing any of this, but got that one. And there are several benefits. You get, you know, flight miles, obviously. I think you get double flight miles if it's a Delta purchase. So if you're buying your tickets, you'll get double for that you spend and then whatever.
Right.
And all these perks. And one of the perks is that you also get priority seating.
Correct.
So the ticket or priority, you know,
boarding.
When they call
yeah, priority
your
boarding.
Names. When they do the cattle call thing,
you get
whatever.
One free bag and priority boarding, which is the reason that I got the card.
And so I bought the cheapest tickets. These airlines nowadays, when you buy the cheaper tickets, one day I'm going to buy a cheap ticket and they're going to make me sit on the wing. I know that's going to happen. I mean, I just know. I mean, they are getting so, like, when you buy the cheap tickets, it's like nothing for you. We're going to put a bucket in the back and you're going to be able to sit on it. But these new tickets, and I don't know if this was just a one-time thing or if there was a glitch or if it was actually related to the tickets. I have had a situation where if you wanted to pick your seats or like on American Airlines, they'll say, okay, go pick your seats. And they have like three seats that are free.
Yes.
And like all the rest of them, it's like $25 extra per person, you know, or whatever. But you just don't pick any seat. And then when you check in, it automatically assigns you a seat. No big deal.
Right.
And we've had good luck. Normally we get seats together. Well, the Delta did the same thing. It wouldn't let me buy seats. And it says seats will be assigned at check-in. And I thought, okay, that's fine, you know, because that's what I normally would have done on American Airlines anyway. So we get there, we check in, and we notice when we checked in, the app still didn't assign us seats. Mm-hmm. Normally, like on American Airlines, when you check in, it tells you what your seats are, like right then.
Okay.
And it says you have to go to the, when you have to check in at the ticket counter, and they will assign your seats.
Yes.
So then we had to get there earlier so we could get in line and do that old thing that you used to have to do like a long time ago and, you know, get in line. We go up there. It still does not assign us a seat. It gives us a ticket that says seat will be assigned at gate.
Okay.
So then we have to go all the way through security. So we don't even have a seat assignment. And then we get all the way, you know, we go through all of this. And so we're like the last folks to get a seat. You know, it's like then we get up to the ticket counter. And then we get seats.
Yes.
I think that's ridiculous.
But that's not the norm. I fly in Delta all the time. That's not the norm. Usually that means that there is an equipment change, like that used to be on one kind of plane, and now they've like had to swap out that plane with a different model, and doesn't have the same number of seats, and they're not sure yet like where people in the back rows are going to be redistributed. And so in order to hold you up and make you stand out front in the ticketing area forever, they're like, oh, go through it. You'll definitely get a seat, but go through. And you'll get the exact seat when you get to the gate. So, I mean, it doesn't happen often, but I've seen it happen before.
I thought it was ridiculous. Then, and that was on the way up, you know, and that really bothered me. And then, you know, we get there and we played Pokemon all day long. We got there at like 10 in the morning and we went to, Mark had mapped out all these Pokemon nests, you know.
There's a lot of competition for that, I'm sure.
Yeah. So there were some Pokemon there that we didn't have. And over the Halloween weekend, you got double candy, and which means you can evolve them faster.
Oh, of course, yes.
And so we did that, and then we went back to the hotel, took a nap, and then we went to the concert. But on our way back, and the concert was excellent, by the way. The concert was excellent. We had a fantastic time. One thing I will say about Adele, I mean, nothing really interesting happened at the concert. It was a great concert. And the seats were good.
Yes.
But one thing I will say about her, I used to be the biggest fan of Mariah Carey. And I still love her old music. I still love it. But Mariah Carey is such a bitch head. Like, she is the biggest bitch diva in the world and can't even sing as well as she used to be able to. Adele is the sweetest, most down-to-earth, non-diva-ish sound. She just comes out there. She talks just like you were... You know, she talks in between every song.
Did she say love?
And she said love.
Are you doing love? Are you doing that love?
And you know, maybe behind closed doors, she's a big bitch too. I don't know. But
just because people are not, why does that mean they have to be bitches behind the door?
No, I'm just saying maybe. I don't know.
Everything
but I'm
I've
just
heard,
saying,
Adele is a super sweet person. Also, I've heard that Lady Gaga is a super sweet person.
Mariah Carey is like publicly a big old bitch.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan. Adele, sweetest person in the world. And so down to earth. She actually said before a song, hey, this one high note sometimes makes me belch. So if I belch like right in the middle of this song, I'm so sorry, guys. But she's like, I'll try my best not to. But so, I mean, she's just like out there, like totally open and honest and, you know, whatever. And has a wonderful voice and I didn't really hear her mess up. She did not lip sync. And I can tell when someone's lip syncing. She didn't lip sync. Everything was live. It was great. So and then we had dinner afterwards because we wanted to take a nap and didn't have time to eat dinner before. And then we went to Swingin' Richard's because, as you do when you're in Atlanta, because Atlanta's like the only place where you can see completely
the
naked
only
men.
Place in the world where you can see.
I mean, in the U.S.
Right. Don't tell.
Not,
don't
not
tell,
the only.
Yeah, don't tell Fatty that because he goes to that horror hotel, which I'm sure he sees lots
of. No,
naked
men. I mean, sorry. Not a bathhouse or a sex club. I mean, just a strip club.
Right.
There's a couple in the world, in the U.S., but they're less and less as we go. Mm-hmm. We go there and they're beautiful men dancing and they had a costume contest and that was fun. And we went back and then went to sleep and got up. So on our trip back, I knew that we were going to have this weird seat situation again. We had already checked in. All of that. We get there And we don't have, once again, we don't have an assigned seat.
Yes.
So we go all the way through to the gate because we knew we were going to have to do that. And the woman standing there is she, we actually get there before the gate agent gets there. She gets there a couple of minutes after we get there. So really close to the same time. Takes her purse, pulls out these antiseptic wipes. Doesn't even look at us or start talking to us. And starts wiping down every surface. And the counter.
Yes.
The telephone, the keyboard,
you know,
the
Adam,
computer
it's that
screen.
Time of year. That time of year, like, where the germs from your coworkers can make you sick.
And then she says to us, she finally acknowledges us and said, I'm just going to need a few more minutes. And then continues
to wipe down. Did she give you masks to wear?
Did,
like, did she give you a little surgical mask to
no.
wear? He's like, I'll be with you. Can you just put these on real quick, love? My name's Adele. this is my day job.
She continues to wipe everything down. Then finally gets to us, and then she can't even be bothered to print us new tickets with our seats on them. She's like, don't worry about it. You've got seats. Just use the boarding passes you've got. 28 A and B. So we're just supposed to, like, remember our seats.
Well, you remembered them now. Weeks later, you remember them now. So 28
okay,
A
okay, first of all, it's not weeks later.
28
it's like
A and B.
4 days, 5 days later.
You have a phone. You could write it down on your phone.
Well, that's what I did. But then we look back at the app, and for some reason, the app is now, like, now we have a boarding pass on the
yes.
app. Strangest thing.
Always
things.
Use
we
the
didn't.
Delta app. It'll have the most accurate information.
Well, yeah, but I mean, on the way up, it didn't.
Okay.
So then we go to eat breakfast because we had some time to eat breakfast. And
yeah.
there is
no better food in the world than airport food. Is there, Adam? Let me tell you, airport food is the greatest food in the world.
This was a TGI Fridays.
No, Adam. No, I guarantee you. It was not a TGI Fridays. It was probably a TGI Fridays Express. It's like one third of the menu, six times the cost.
And I'm not sure that TGI Fridays normally serves breakfast, but they bring us over the breakfast menu, and I'm looking, and there are a selection of omelets, and I thought, okay, I think I'll have an omelet. Mm-hmm. And there's a paragraph underneath that says, all omelets come with either bacon or ham, and potatoes
yes.
or something like that. And so the woman comes out to take my order, and I say, okay, I would like the omelet, the bacon omelet, because there was a bacon omelet, and then I would like bacon with that. And she says, well, there's bacon in it. And I'm like, well, no, but I want the, she's like, it comes with bacon in it. I'm like, no, the menu says comes with bacon. She's like, yes, exactly. It does come with bacon. It's the bacon omelet. So we're like having this argument back and forth. And she's like, so you want an extra side of bacon? And I'm like, no, I do not want an extra side of bacon. It comes with, yeah, right. It comes with bacon. It has bacon in it.
Yes.
We're like going back and forth. And finally, I just said, however it comes, that's how I want it. That's fine. Then guess what? The plate comes out, bacon omelet with 3 strips of bacon on the side. As I knew it would. But this woman, it was like, oh, you're such a hog. You want an extra side of bacon? No. The menu clear. It's like one of those things where you'll be like, have you read your own menu? Look. So.
How is it, Adam? How is it? I'm not sure, but I would be willing to bet that I eat at more restaurants than you do. Because I literally eat out every single meal or bring every single meal in.
I do cook occasionally, and now that we're doing this diet, I'm cooking all the time.
I do not have these kind of problems at restaurants. It's like you seem
know.
To attract these kinds of problems at restaurants. It's like every week you have some new bizarre story about a restaurant that like didn't give you the right food and you ate it anyway, or they suggested a food that you were going to order, but because that pissed you off, now you're not going to order it.
No, that's
it's like or you're arguing with some poor waitress about like the bacon with the bacon omelet. Yeah, Adam, no wonder you're so cranky.
Well, I just wanted it to come how it was on the menu. That's all I wanted. And for some reason, she did not understand her own menu. That's the way the chef got it
right.
Well,
that's all that matters. And calling them chef is really generous. It's like the cook understood that. And the cook put it together correctly, which is really all that matters. So I'm just saying.
And it was a wonderful trip. And there you go.
All right,
thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. Adam, let's just move along then. Let's do this. news game. It's time for a news game. It's the news game. Which questions will he read? Headlines, not questions, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Hey, it's the news game section of the show, Adam. I'm just telling you this in case you didn't know.
I better get the news stories up.
This is a section of the show where Adam's going to read three headlines, three, count them three, and two of them will be absolutely completely false, and only one of them will be real. It will be my job to use my incredible intellect and sleuthing skills to ascertain which is the correct headline. Adam, what is our first news headline this evening?
All right, our first news headline this evening is Starbucks CEO admits plot to lure customers into Satanism.
All right.
It's that pumpkin spice latte.
Starbucks CEO admits that he's a shill for Satan. Got it. That's question number one.
Yes. Headline number two. Marijuana usage linked to Colorado crime increase.
Marijuana usage linked to Colorado crime increase. All those potheads doing crime.
They're stealing Funyuns, Daniel. They are stealing Funyuns.
Stealing potato chips.
All right. And for those of you who don't know what Funyuns are, it is a crispy onion-like chip.
Now, if you ordered Funyuns, can you get onions on the side, or do the onions come with the Funyuns?
No, you know what Funyuns are, right? I mean, you're from Florida. Funyuns exist everywhere, but I found that they're more of a southern delicacy than they are a northern delicacy. They're very common down here.
They look like they're onion yellow. Rings, yet taste nothing like onion rings.
They're onion flavored. They're fun.
But they're onion and they're fun, hence the name, Funyuns.
And marijuana pot smokers in the South love Funyuns, apparently. All right, number three. Florida man accused of hurling his glass eye at ER doctor.
Keeping my eye on you, boy. A Florida man hurls his glass eye at a doctor.
And a nurse.
Ooh. All right. So let's go through these one by one here, Adam. I'm going to say that the Starbucks CEO admitting that he is trying to lure people to Satan is probably not true. So that leaves the two there, both of which are very plausible. The pothead stealing things in Colorado. This is an election year, and marijuana legalization is on many different ballots. So I do not put it past people to start hyping news stories, trying to show a link between, you know, marijuana usage and crime, in order to scare people from voting against their marijuana referendums. But it seems a bit late in the cycle to be doing that. Let's see. And then
can I say something about marijuana?
Yes, go ahead.
There was a thing that you vote on that you want to be passed, a referendum. Yeah, about legalizing medical marijuana in the state of Arkansas. Yes. Which, when I early voted, I voted for that.
Yes,
and then on the news the other day, they said that they have now taken that off the ballot.
Wow.
After I've already voted. I mean, how is that fair? Thousands of us have voted, and now they're just like, you know what? Sorry, we're taking that off the ballot.
So maybe you should send them a bill for the 30 seconds of your time that it took for you to punch that little...
I didn't even get a sticker, Daniel. I did not even get a sticker.
You should sue them. Absolutely, you should sue them.
And they're taking the marijuana off the ballot.
It sounds like you need some marijuana. All right, and then finally... we have a Florida man lobbing his glass eyeball at medical professionals. I'm leaning towards that one just because, you know, in your mind's eye, get it, mind's eye, you think, oh, he like reached into his brain, you know, his skull and dug it out. But what if they just handed him his eye, said, look, we're going to replace it with this. And he was just like, I don't want this, and like threw it at them. You know, someone who had just lost his real eye. Maybe quite angered when he was given a glass eye as some kind of replacement for it. But I'm kind of leaning towards that one. And Adam, in fact, I am going to go with the Florida man throws his glass eye at the medical professionals. Adam, tell me one of the fake headlines.
Starbucks CEO admits plot to lure customers into Satanism.
This doesn't help me. This doesn't help me because I...
Well, you know, of course, I'm going to eliminate the one that's the most obvious.
All right, Adam, I'm going to stick with my my original answer. Adam, what is the real news story?
All right, the real news story is... Florida man accused of hurling his glass eye at ER doctor.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, my soundboard is down. My soundboard is down. Hold on. There we go. Adam, have won the news game for this evening. But there's thousands upon thousands of people out there that want to know this very entertaining and exciting news story. And you, as the news director of Dubious Intent, are now going to read it to them.
Florida man is facing a charge of battery after police said he pulled out his glass eye while in a hospital and then hurled it at a doctor and nurse. The suspected glass hole is Edward Michael Dorsey, a 54-year-old living in Largo, Florida.
Oh, that's weird. Alden lives in Largo. What was the guy's name?
His name is Edward Michael Dorsey.
I'm glad he's not related to Alden.
Dorsey was arrested on a domestic battery charge earlier that morning that may have been influenced by drugs and alcohol.
Really? Imagine.
Officers
that.
Took Dorsey to a local hospital to be evaluated by emergency room staff. He was about to be discharged and taken to the Pinellas County Jail for booking. That's when he took out his glass eye, even though hospital personnel and police officer told him not to. What were they like? Don't you take out that glass eye.
Don't you do it. Don't you do it, boy.
He then allegedly hurled the eye at the doctor and nurse.
Allegedly.
And it is unclear whether it hit anyone.
Excellent, Adam. Well, thank you so much for enlightening us with that news story. And of course, with me winning the game, that means my reward is this.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Hello. Dubious Intent birthday segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue to someone's birthday and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room, unless of course I don't know what it is, in which case I will totally cheat. Adam, what is our first musical cue this evening for the birthday segment? Sounds like the theme song to the vile and disgusting Roseanne Barr show.
It is the theme to Roseanne.
Yes, Roseanne.
That's the only one I've got.
Okay. So if that's the only one you got, then you know that was an ensemble show, Adam. But if you have no further clips, that would be because that vile and disgusting woman never did anything else in her life other than that, and then basically turn out to just be this crazy right-wing lunatic bitch that was against, like, women's rights and against abortion and thinks that the gays should all burn in hell. But, Adam, I'm going to go with, is it Roseanne Barr's birthday? Is it Roseanne Barr's birthday?
It is Roseanne Barr's birthday.
Oh, Roseanne, how the hell are you still alive and good people die?
But I would think you would like her for the sheer fact that doesn't she like run a pot farm now or something?
Yeah,
I thought
so. She's
did.
Completely. She thinks that gay people are horrible people that need to shut up. She's against women's rights and she's against abortion. Adam, why would growing pot somehow like redeem her? It's like Donald Trump started growing pot, I was not like I'm going to vote for
huge
him.
Huge pot, Daniel. Huge. It's. The best pot
huge,
in the world.
Huge. Believe me, the pot that we would grow would be the best pot in the world. Believe me.
Who do you think's going to win?
Sadly, I believe Hillary Clinton is going to win.
You want Donald Trump to win?
No, I don't want either of them to win. But
Well, I understand, but there's only two options.
Well, there you go. I believe that Hillary is going to win. But it doesn't really matter because they're going to be, either one of them would be completely ineffective based on like how this campaign has gone, because you have to have like the Congress and the Senate in order to be able to govern. And this is just, we're still going to have a split Congress and Senate. We're all screwed. Yes, pretty much.
Everyone moved to Canada.
There you go.
Turnip Head has space, I hear, in his flat. Is that what they call it? And anyway, here she's 64. Here's our next birthday. All right, you have to listen very closely. It is a very short sound clip.
All right.
And it is the only one you get.
That, Adam, is the sound of Windows shutting down.
That is not the sound of Windows shutting down.
Oh, wait, no, that's the sound of a Macintosh booting up then.
It is the sound of a Macintosh booting up. Yes.
So let's see. So that's interesting because Steve Jobs didn't actually come up with that sound. I believe it was Johnny Ives that came up with that sound. And I'm not even entirely sure that it was Johnny Ives that came up with that sound. I think they might have actually paid somebody to come up with that sound. But I'm going to assume...
I will give you one hint. Yes. The person whose birthday it is not dead.
Then I'm going to go with Johnny Ives.
It is not Johnny Ives.
Then I'm going to go for my second selection, which would be Steve Wozniak.
It is not Steve Wozniak.
Right, then I have no idea whose birthday it is.
By the way, I watched the movie Steve Jobs that Aaron Sorkin.
Yes, the one that Aaron Fassbender, or what's his name? Michael Fassbender was in.
Michael Fassbender. Yeah. You know, Mark told me he has a big dick. I was not aware of that. So I didn't Google it or anything. When my Google Home comes in, anyway, it's Tim Cook.
Tim Cook. Oh, of course, Tim Cook.
Tim Cook
would be the current CEO of Apple.
CEO. Yeah. And anyway, I was going to say the movie is very good, but apparently a lot of the facts in the movie are incorrect. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Sorkin has said he was painting a picture and not really trying to be true to all of the facts. But I really enjoyed the movie.
Wow, there's actually an entire Tumblr dedicated to Michael Fassbender's penis.
Is it large?
Yeah, I put it in the chat room. You can be the judge yourself.
Judge for myself.
You can judge Judy for
Should
yourself.
Should he be... Just one question, Daniel. Should he be in that Westworld show? Just as one of the guys standing there, you know, one of the robots standing there.
Sure. But like most people of his caliber, it's, you know, they're smart. That's why they're so sexy.
All right. Tim Cook is 56. Here is our next one.
Ice, ice, baby.
Ooh.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. I sit back. My brand new invention.
You know, this is, Adam, has nothing to do with the song Pressure by Queen, because you'll notice that their song went dun-dun-dun-da-da-dun-dun, and his song went dun-dun-dun-da-da-dun-da-da-dun-dun. This is Ice Ice Baby by Vanilla Ice.
It is.
Is it Vanilla Ice's birthday, Adam?
It is Vanilla Ice's birthday. You know, in the video, I think it's really obvious that he's standing in front of a blue screen. I don't know if they added that effect for effect or if it really is a blue screen, but he clearly has like a blue outline around him.
Yeah, I think it's...
And they're like, oh, that looks cool. We'll just leave it. I don't know. Yeah, so Vanilla Ice, who I think just went to jail recently or something, or was charged with... He was like... He got really mad when he couldn't get on.
You're the news director of DI and you don't know Vanilla Ice might have been in jail?
Maybe. All right, he's 49, and here is our next birthday.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
This sounds like the theme to Happy Days, Adam. Is it, in fact?
It is the theme to Happy Days.
You know, that is a ensemble show starring...
As most of them are.
A lot of different people, including... Tom Bosley. But go ahead, Adam. What is my second clue?
All right. You do have a second clue.
Also starring Marion Ross.
Now the story of a wealthy family who lost everything.
This is the obvious one here. You were going for Ron Howard, who is, in fact...
Oh, no, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Arrested Development.
But that's Ron Howard.
Did he direct this?
That's Ron Howard's voice. That's Ron Howard doing the narration to a show that he directed called Arrested Development.
He was in Happy Days?
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well,
I just want that to sink in there for a minute. Of all the shit that you give me about things, your question is, was Ron Howard in Happy Days?
I didn't actually watch Happy Days.
Okay.
That is a little before my time and was not on Nick at Night when I was young. So anyway, it's not Ron Howard.
Not Ron Howard. So is someone else that was in Happy Days that is also in Arrested Development? That must be Henley? It must be Don Henley. No, it's Henry Winkler. Is it Henry Winkler?
Did you get that from my sign language?
I did.
Or did you actually
know it? No, I got
it
from your sign language. I've forgotten that he was Bob Blah Blah, right?
It is.
What was his name?
His name, Henry Winkler.
What was it? He was an attorney and it was Bob Blah Blah.
I don't know, but he was the Fonz in Happy Days.
Bob Loblaw.
He's 71.
Yeah. No, his name in the show, which I always thought was hilarious, his name is Bob Loblaw. No, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not Henry Winkler. That's Scott Baio. So never mind. I didn't even know that Henry Winkler was in Arrested Development.
Well, he was. I hope he wasn't just like some guest star on one episode, but what I read said he was on there, so... You know, it must be true. I read it on the internet.
Anyway, Scott Baio played Bob Loblaw.
He's 71 years old.
There you go.
And here we go. Next birthday.
God, this is a train wreck. Truncate Silence is going to have such a fun time with that. It's just like da-da-da-da-da-da. Adam, I believe this is the theme to Jaws.
It is the theme to Jaws. Ba-da-da! Second, they'll do that. In a second. Ah, there it is. All right. That is an ensemble movie.
Yes, it is. It's a big.
We have another theme. This is...
It's very dramatic. Is that it? It went away. Is that it?
No, there's more.
This is like the sound of an orchestra warming up. There's actually a tune here?
It's a theme to a movie.
I have no idea. That doesn't even sound like a coherent theme. It's just like blah, 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 blah.
All right. And this is a movie actor, by the way. I have one more. So I'll play this.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags
on, join me high. It sounds like the...
I want to like swing a girl from hip to hip.
Are we looking for a movie that this is a theme to?
Oh, yes.
This would be the theme to American Graffiti. Is that correct? It's the theme to American...
It is.
Oh, so that means that the shitty... one was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which means that it must be Richard Dreyfuss. Is it Richard Dreyfuss?
It is Richard Dreyfuss. Good job. It was Close Encounters, and it is Richard Dreyfuss. You know, I was like, oh, theme to Mr. Holland's Opus. Yes. But, you know, I mean, nobody would know
but
that.
But Close Encounters, yeah, I didn't know that. I know the only thing I know from Close Encounters is the do, 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 do.
I don't know if he's still doing anything really, but he's 69 years old. All right, here's our next birthday.
Adam, this is the sound of a Windows machine booting up in its many different incarnations of Windows software.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all you get.
Richard Dreyfuss was just recently in Madoff, the movie about Bernie Madoff. He was in that. I believe he won an award for it, actually. Is it Bill Gates' birthday?
It is Bill Gates. Yeah, Bill Gates is 61 years. So, you know, Tim Cook, I mean, not Steve Jobs, but Tim Cook, second runner up, and then Bill Gates.
I think.
Both in the same week. All right, last birthday.
Oh, thank God.
How'd I know you were going to say that?
This is the theme to designing women.
Yes, it is. The theme to designing women. And yes, that's an ensemble cast. So here's one more clue for you.
Is the theme to Ghostbusters.
It is the theme to Ghostbusters.
So those two movies have in common one Annie Potts. Is it Annie Potts' birthday?
It is Annie Potts.
Okay. Annie Potts was the receptionist in Ghostbusters, correct?
She was, and she is in the most recent Ghostbusters as well.
I have not seen the most recent Ghostbusters because it has not come out on any of the pay channels yet.
She, like a lot of the original characters, I'm going to say maybe all of them except the one that's dead, made cameos in the new one. Not as their original parts,
yeah,
just as
that.
Some
yeah.
random.
I heard that in Honest Trailers.
Driver.
Like Honest Trailers like really ripped that movie apart because they're just like, it's supposed to be in the same universe, but here's all the original characters, but not as themselves, but as like completely different people without any kind of explanation as to why they aren't really themselves anymore, even though they're referenced earlier in the film. Anyway, that's not important. What is important, Adam, is those are the birthdays. Hey, we have some birthdays on the old Pride 48 website. We'd like to say a very happy birthday this past week to one Matt Burlingame from Chubbs Gone Wild. We'd also like to say a very happy birthday this past week to Wit. And to the Haunt Cub, which is actually tomorrow. There you go. Happy birthday. If you'd like to have your birthday listed on the Pride 48 website, make sure you go to the Pride 48 website, sign up for an account, and click on the little button that says, yes, I'd like to have my birthday listed on this side.
Just listen to your little show and a couple of things. Number one, I hope you're looking forward to. The return to Eastern Standard Time from that damn daylight saving time. You know that happens
November 6th.
Sunday night.
Yes.
It's the first Sunday. You know, it happens Saturday night. This coming Saturday night, the first Saturday. Well, actually, 2 a.m. in the morning on Sunday is 2:12 a.m. in the morning on Sunday, I believe, is when it actually changes. Yes. So you'll fall back. And the other thing, I was hearing that old Crooked Hat talk about how he wanted to put his head on pictures. And it reminded me of Spot and Big Fatty. And perhaps people can start sending in pictures, and you can just stick your head on there and come up with a www for it, and you'd be able to have some content. I hope your hello was weeny, and your tricks got a treat. Thank you for calling.
You know, Adam, I don't know if you have oak trees where you're.
We do have oak
but
trees.
This morning,
it is not the oak free state of Arkansas.
This morning when I was walking out to my car, there were so many acorns on the ground. I don't know if you heard this or not, but apparently when there's a lot of acorns on the ground, it means there's going to be a very harsh winter. I've heard that somewhere. I'm not quite sure where.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe in the Farmer's Almanac.
Adam, here's a question for you. Is there a single fucking clock in your house that will not automatically adjust itself to daylight saving time?
I hope not, Daniel, because there are the ones on the microwave and the oven don't automatically, wow. They do not automatically adjust. So, you know, a month from now, maybe we'll remember.
All the clocks those, here at the apartment,
even on your microwave and your stove,
yes, and even the ones on the microwave and the stove.
Well, you have a fancy microwave if it's like hooked to the internet.
It's not the internet. There's actually a radio channel that even one of my portable clocks uses a little FM receiver. It's like there's a government radio frequency that's like some UHF band or something that like broadcasts out the time and they sync to it. It's real. I'm just saying I have a clock.
This is the one where we lose an
we
hour.
We fall back, Adam.
Night,
we actually
right?
gain an hour. We fall back. So now what at 2 a.m. on Sunday morning, it becomes So at 2:59 a.m. on Sunday morning,
I get an extra hour of sleep.
It becomes 2 a.m. again. So, yeah, you get it.
Now, I just, not to go off on a tangent, but I have a theory. Big Fatty is a little bit older than the rest of us.
Big Fatty is a lot older than the rest of us.
And I think the reason, because he seemed to be really in favor of standard time.
Yes.
Rather than the daylight savings.
I don't care. I would rather them just keep one. I don't really care which one.
Or daylight saving time. I don't remember which is correct, but I'll say both, and then I've said it correct one time or the other. My theory is that the older folks like to get up early in the morning.
Yes.
And go to bed earlier in the evening.
Well, let's see. So, currently in our chat room, we have Tim in Alaska and Auntie Vera Charles, two of the older of our listeners. I'm not going to say old, but two of the older of our listeners, and they're up. It's 11 p.m. and they're up.
Of the older persuasion, sure. But you know, they want it to be more sunny when they get up at 5 a.m. or whatever time they get up. And when they go to bed at 6 p.m, they don't care that it's getting dark, because now they don't have to use their blackout shades or whatever it is, you know, or the little goggles that you wear, you know, or whatever. It's getting dark, so they can just go on to bed. Some of us,
yes,
like to have more daylight.
Yes.
And so I think I'm a bigger fan of the daylight saving time, because I like to have more daylight and I like to get up later in the morning. The sun is usually up by the time I wake up.
I'm a favor of the daylight saving time only because I live in the Northeast. And what happens...
And it's depressing to leave work and it's already dark.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what happens at this time of year is right now, and we're on daylight saving time right now, I leave work at 5 o'clock and it's starting to get dusky. And then by the time I get home, it's dark. So by the time I get home about 6:30, it's dark. And I don't leave work at 5. I don't know why I just said that. I will leave work at 5:45. But by the time I get home at 6, somewhere between 6 and 6:30, it is dark. Next week, starting on Monday next week, that means that it will actually be dark at 5 o'clock. And then it just keeps getting earlier and earlier all the way up to December 22nd. We actually have quite a few weeks in December where it gets dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is just crazy. Because it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and it's dark. It's like pitch dark at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and it's depressing. I think, and more people get sick at this time of year, and it's because they're not getting enough light.
What it is, Alex, is vitamin D deficiency. So make sure you take your vitamin D, boys and girls. That's what we got. Your vitamin D.
But thank you for your call, Big Fatty. We always enjoy. Oh, and he played part of my Geeky Gay program.
Just jump on that. You like taunted him with that. Here's the thing, Adam. You have been so passive aggressive with that man. When we were visiting him in Charleston, you were just like, you'll play a clip from Doobies Intent, but you always use Daniel as the clip, as the smaller clip. And then since then, he has only used you as the smaller clip. And then you publicly shamed him last week. You know, Doobies Intent is on the beginning of Big Fatty too often. He's never played my Geeky Gay on the front of Doobies Intent. I mean, on the front of the Big Fatty
actually,
show.
I don't think I said that on Doobies Intent. I think I said it on Geeky Gay because I wanted to see if he listened. Which I still am not sure. I think someone else clipped that out for him and sent it. But I'm very happy that he included it. And he knows I love him. And I think you badmouth him just as much as I
have. I do not.
The whole acorn gate. Hello.
That's not badmouthing him. That's just pointing out the foibles of an old man. All right, here, let's go on to our next phone call. This one comes in from our good friend in Australia, RT Cruiser.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the complaints department. Nico reported Jack Chick, but only that he's reportedly dead, not confirmed dead. Now, just want to get a ruling on that. That'd be great. Bye.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the ruling is that Jack Chick is actually dead.
And RT, listen to the beginning of the show. I know you're in the chat room now, but we have some sad news for you if you just listen to the beginning of the show.
And finally, let's get to our last voicemail here. This comes in from our good friend, Carrie, who we have not heard from in a coon's age, Adam. In a coon's age.
Hey, guys. It's Carrie. Been meaning to call you the last couple of weeks because, you know, you have had so many voicemails and stuff. But every time I go to call you, I think, well, what am I going to say? This is, you know, you can't just call and not say anything. So what's the point of calling? So this week, you know, with all of your mega voicemails, I just figured I'd actually call in this week and... I guess podcast announce something of my own. So
yes,
play the music. Late breaking news. Dubious from the Dubious Intent newsroom.
Wait! I can do that. Wait, I can do that. I got that somewhere. What is it? What is it? Here it is. This is in from the Dubious Intent newsroom. Carrie has an announcement. Ah, God damn it! I closed her window. All right, let's see what we got this in.
I guess Podcast announced something of my own. So play the music.
Just pretend like it's right there.
Dubious from the Dubious Intent newsroom.
Yes.
New music.
Got it. Done.
Okay, so my news is... we are expecting baby number 3. So let Mark and Ed go ahead and let the jokes start. And we're getting another cute baby. Very new along and not due until the summer. So yes, I will be pregnant forever again. Anyways, love you guys. I'm still listening, even though I'm just quietly here because I just don't want to call leaving nothing voicemails because that's boring. But.
We love your nothing voicemails.
Well, you know what, Carrie? We love you. A, we love you. B, oh my God, she's pregnant, Adam. She's
congratulations. You know what that means, Daniel? What?
That she had sex with her husband.
It means more breast photos on Facebook.
I'm sure she learned her lesson the last time to quit posting those pornographic naked photos of herself on Facebook when she gave birth. And she was breastfeeding her child.
I think that's what it means. I think we're all going to get some breast photos from Carrie.
She was breastfeeding her child, and it was reported for like blatant like sexuality or something. It's like, oh, come on, get a life, these people.
Now, this is child number 15?
No, this is child number 3. What? We have Ethan, who I've met. We have Serenity, who I did not meet because Serenity did not come with them when they came down to L.A. to meet me. And so this will be number 3, which if it's a boy, I hear is going to be named Daniel.
Or Adam.
No, it's going to be named Daniel Adam. I forget Carrie's last name.
Vuhecker the
3rd. No, not Vuhecker. No, I forget Carrie's last name.
It's I think they're competing with the Duggars. I think they have a competition. Like, you know, they're trying to like see if they can catch up. And then they're going to have a reality show where she talks about the fact that she posts breast photos on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And
there you go.
It's going to be good. Well, thank you for calling. You know, Carrie, your calls are never nothing.
No, we love them. We love your calls. We love your calls always. There you go. Adam, you know, Fatty had suggested that maybe you set up a Tumblr or something to for people to Photoshop your body onto a different head or whatnot. Now, I know you haven't set up that or whatever, but I would just like to point out here by sharing my screen that Tim in Alaska has already sent his entry there for you.
I would love my body to look like that.
Right there.
It's an obvious Photoshop, but I would love my body to look like that. And Tim, I apologize. I didn't respond to you. I've been meaning to, and I've been so busy. So very busy.
You know, Tim in Alaska is going to be coming to the New York City to the Big Apple for Thanksgiving, Adam. So I will get to see Tim in Alaska in New York City Thanksgiving.
You should have him over and have him cook something.
I don't know. I don't want him to come here and slum it in Connecticut. I'm going into the New York City to hang out with him. It's Tim in Alaska. He's going to be staying at like the hotel that Carrie always stays at in Sex and the City, the Plaza. I'm sure he's got a suite at the Plaza overlooking Central Park. And it's like, I'm going to go hang out with Tim. It's probably like a 3 or 4 bedroom suite. I'm going to just like sneak into one of the bedrooms and just hole up there
maybe
for the entire Thanksgiving.
Maybe he brings his pasta drying rack with him.
No, I'm pretty sure. It's like, because if he has the 3 bedroom suite at the Plaza overlooking Central Park, I'll go hang out there. I'll sleep there and then get up really early and go and watch the Thanksgiving Day parade because it comes by Central Park. So I can just walk out to the balcony of the lovely 3-bedroom suite at the Plaza, which I'm sure Tim in Alaska is staying in, and then go out and see the Thanksgiving Day parade. I'll post lots of photos. It'll be great.
Now, is in this dream that you're having, is there a butler?
Well, yeah, I believe the butler comes standard with the 3-bedroom suite at the Plaza.
Probably.
I have no idea what it cost, but I'm sure it's more than Vera's cruise of a lifetime, is what I'm going to say. It's probably quite expensive. But, you know, so I'm going, you know what? He's coming, and there's a bar in New York City that I want to go to that I don't want to go to by myself, so I'm going to see if I can drag Tim with me to this bar in New York City.
I'm sure he'll go. You know, after this trip, I bet a new face is going to be painted and on Tim's wall.
Why do you think that there's going to be a new face painted on?
Well, he likes to paint faces of podcasters, or well, at least he painted the face of,
Joey Buhecker.
Yeah, but the woman version of Joey Buhecker.
Yeah, he did.
The bingo. Yeah,
the Betsy Carmichael.
Betsy Carmichael. Yeah, he did that. So, I mean, who knows? There might be a Daniel Brewer photo in the works. Oh,
I don't think so.
I do have magical powers and control over Tim. I mentioned pumpkin pie, and he immediately went out and bought pumpkins and made pumpkin pie. So I think if I mention a Daniel Brewer painting, that there is going to be, I saw him mixing flesh tones already today on Facebook. So I'm pretty sure a Daniel Brewer painting is coming up.
Thank you for all of your phone calls. We do appreciate them. Let's get out of this. 3, 2, 1. You know, Adam, he made pumpkin pies, but he didn't send them to you because it would violate your very strict diet. So you're not allowed even allowed to smell them or look at them, I think, on your very strict diet.
But I ate a whole pumpkin pie the week before to prepare.
That makes so much sense.
I was carbo loading or pumpkin loading, you know, whatever you call it. I was getting ready.
Oh, all right. Well, that's great. I have no idea.
Oh, Tim is sharing something with me on Facebook, which just made a noise. Maybe you didn't hear it, but I bet it's on my recording.
Tim is actually, I guess he's staying at the Hilton Garden Inn in Chelsea. I think I've stayed there. I think I've stayed at the Hilton Garden Inn in Chelsea.
So how's the sleeping at the Hilton Garden Inn? Because I've heard some of those Hiltons, they have issues with sleeping.
They do?
You never know who you're going to have in the room next to you.
Yeah.
And it can be very noisy.
Really?
Like one of the rooms, there was this like bold Sasquatch sleeping.
Hold on, this just in. That's right, Adam. We've just been awarded a brand new award on the podcast. The most tortured ending to a show ever award goes to Adam Burns for episode number, whatever the fuck episode this is, episode 217 of Dubious Intent. Congratulations, Adam, for the most tortured ending to a episode ever.
Thanks.
Dubious Intent is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Which I forgot to check this week, so I truly hope that we had no emails.
In theory, the contact email goes to both of our emails. So I would have seen it.
Working.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that it has been working. So, if you sent us email, we apologize. If you haven't, then we don't.
We'll cover it next week.
We don't apologize. Anyway, I had no idea. Yes, what, Adam?
No show next week.
Oh, there's no show next week, ladies and gentlemen. Why is there no show next week?
Because I'm at that conference, and I'll be getting back late. And
oh, okay, great. But no show next week, so don't. Just don't.
But I'll be in San Francisco. If anyone wants to go to a stripper bar or something, contact me.
Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.